Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1903, Terry L. Martin.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a commercial sunroom display to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 10.22 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 9, also known as Georgetown Highway, 0.6 mile east of Route 5 at Hart. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey of the property showing the existing dwelling, accessory building, and the proposed location of the sunroom display. Gentlemen, on April 5th of 2011, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a memorandum. A memorandum references that a traffic impact study is not required at the current level of service E, Seashore Highway, also known as Route 9, will not change as a result of this application. On July 12th of 2011, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum. And that memorandum references that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, therefore a concept plan is not required. And that's the only comments I received today.
Mr. Blank, I think I accidentally read this into the record as a change of zone. This is actually a conditional use.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't
hear you. Yeah. The
conditional use number 1903.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Now, I'm betting that you are Ms. Martin.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
I'm a small farm owner, and I'm just trying to make ends meet, and acquaintance in the chamber approached me about putting the sunroom on my property just as a display model. There's no business being conducted there. He wanted to put a sign because he lives in the boonies back in Ocean View. There is no road frontage that he has access to, and it was a way of me helping make ends meet right now.
Well, I can understand that. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lank, I have a couple questions for you, if you would, in terms of front yard setbacks and location of signs, because this, you know, obviously appears to be very close to the road, both in my visual. Too close.
Should be at least 40 feet back.
40 feet back.
Unless they acquire a variance through the Board of Adjustment.
And what about the sign?
The sign is in violation until such time as the use would be approved, and therefore it could be whatever square footage the commission would allow and the council would allow, typically 4x8, 32 square foot on both sides.
And how far does the sign have to be set back from the road?
It could be as close as 5 feet from the front if it's on premise, once the use is established.
So the current location, which is 6 feet from the shoulder, if this project was approved, would be allowable, or it had to be moved also?
It would have to be based on the property corner, the property line, which appears to be in this drawing prepared by Charles Murphy and Sons a few years back. Appears that they are monumented, showing 12 foot from the shoulder. That probably is right at the property line or pretty close. It would have to be at least 40 feet back from property line.
The sign would also have to be 40 feet back.
The sign could be 5 if it's on premise once the use is established.
Could be 5 feet from the property line.
So the sign, it says 3 foot sign, 6 foot from shoulder. The shoulder is an error. It's you use the property line, not the shoulder.
Okay.
So you get the pavement, then the shoulder, then the right of way is another some distance away.
Ms. Martin, how far would you estimate your sign is from your property line?
I would estimate it's 5 foot from the property line. That would be my estimate.
Okay. So having heard the comments from Mr. Lang, about the front yard setback of 40 feet?
40 foot.
40 foot. Do you think that still is going to be a viable visual 3D billboard sign for people traveling, given that you're currently about 12 feet from the shoulder?
Probably not.
We've had this situation come up on other sites, and they were reviewed either mostly in commercial districts. Those applicants, I believe, did go to Board of Adjustment and may have acquired a variance in the front yard setback for purpose of display. But in this case, since they are agriculture residentially zoned, then you need to establish the use before you can apply to the board. So the council favorable, then you would have the right to apply to the board to have the building put. That's just information.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Byrd.
I have no questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
I have a question, Ms. Martin. You said this hope for placement of the sunroom display would be something that would help you meet ends now. Do you see this use going away? In the best of worlds, do you anticipate if this is acted on favorably that you would sign a 5-year lease, a 10-year lease? Is this something that you would like to see, if it's approved, go on, or do you have an idea of this use going away?
I would like to see it go on. It helps me to achieve an income level that is necessary right now to make my mortgage payments. Mm-hmm. I do not wish to develop my land. Mm-hmm. I own 50 acres, contiguous acres, mm-hmm. right there. And I've been looking for different ways just to make ends meet, just to keep it farmland. Mm-hmm. It's been very difficult.
Good answer. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Ross.
Mr. Lank, if the conditional use was approved and no action was taken by the applicant, it expires in what time frame?
If the use was approved, it would be valid for 3 years, but the action has to take place forward to, or else move it back to meet the display requirements, right, and site plan requirements.
So the conditional use, would just give the opportunity for the applicant to go to the Board of Adjustments, get that final approval, and then if it all worked out, great, you're on the road. If the Board of Adjustments denied, or if your business partner decided it wasn't a good location, in 3 years it expires.
Well, the use is you have to be substantially underway within 3 years. It's already there. Basically, it's in violation. So if she gets the approval, and you get site plan approval, the board approval, then it can stay there as long as you feel it appropriate to display.
And without that, the violation occurs and it gets
and
fixed at some point,
as soon as
and then it's done. Okay, no questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so Mr. Lank, you have anything?
No, I think I said it.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Thank you, sir.
I do have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Another question. Okay,
here we go. Sorry.
No problem.
Ms. Martin, if this was viewed favorably by the commission and ultimately by the council, are you satisfied with the size of the sign that you have?
Yes.
What size is that?
3 by 4. I believe what it says. 12 states.
12 square feet plus or minus.
Excuse me?
12 square foot plus or minus.
Yes.
That on both sides or just one side?
Both sides.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, just a point of clarity. On this survey that you provided, it has at the bottom here lands of Stanley Thompson and Robert, looks like Durham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are they individuals that you could identify? Who are they?
They were the people I originally purchased the land from.
That survey's got a few years on it. It's,
yeah. It looked that way, yes.
By the survey, I think
1981.
It purchased several of the parcels that were originally part of that subdivision.
Yeah.
It's a strip lot subdivision, not a development.
Okay. All right, ma'am, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1903, Terry L. Martin? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1903? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.